one thing we can do is ramp up the delivery of renewable energy. Because every penny that we spend on renovating our houses to reduce our energy bills will reduce our dependency on Russia. And that's something that Frans Timmermans, one of the commissioners, was saying this morning, loud and clear. If we double the renovation rate of buildings this year, we can dramatically reduce the amount of gas that we're bringing into Europe from Russia.
But we know, though, Ciarán, that renovating buildings and kitting them out retrospectively for better insulation can be extremely difficult and extremely costly. So how can we in Ireland, for example, be encouraged to renovate our homes, put proper insulation in so we can reduce our dependency on gas? What incentives can be given to Irish householders to do that?
Well, I think we already have an increase in the amount of grants that are available from the Irish government, and we're seeing an increase in the amount of loans that can be made available to people on higher incomes. Now, some of the measures pay for themselves within a year or two, certainly things like putting more insulation into your attic. But obviously, heat pumps aren't cheap, or a deep retrofit where you insulate the outside walls of your home, that stuff doesn't come cheap. And that's where within Europe, we are making the argument that we need more money to be spent on this through the Recovery and Resilience Fund, through cohesion funds, through all these different types of money that can be made available. In fact, I think looking ahead over the next few years, we'll probably need a new fund to rebuild Ukraine. And I think at the same time, we need a new fund to double the amount of renovations that are happening around Europe. And I think there is support for that coming from the Commission, and I think from most of the countries as well.
But how long will, even if there is the goodwill to do this at a European level, how long will it take for those funds to be made available to people on the ground in places like Ireland so that we can do the deep retrofit and maybe insert the solar panels or whatever else needs to be done? Because these things take time.
They do. And I think the Irish government has significantly increased the type of grants and the type of money that is available. We're seeing a big increase in the upgrading of local authority housing. And I think we'll see that in the voluntary housing sector as well, because a lot of people are living in fuel poverty, energy poverty, and they need all the help that they can get, particularly as we see fuel bills rising really dramatically. But I think there's other things that need to be done as well. Some of the energy companies are making super profits because of the rise in oil and gas prices. And I think there's a reasonable argument that we should tax that and use some of that money to help people renovate their homes.
So can you just elaborate a little bit more on that?
We have a resolution coming through the Parliament this week. And the kind of wording we put into that is that the European Union and the individual member states, the individual countries, should look at putting some kind of a levy on the big energy companies, who I think have very healthy balance sheets at the moment. Many of them are recording record profits. And I don't think that's fair when householders are facing bills that have gone through the roof. So I think there is a compelling argument, either at a European level or at an Irish level, at a member state level, to start taxing these profits.